Tonight, a very simple message about revival. It's something that we need. Now, last Sunday night, we talked about being in a fight for our lives. This morning, we talked about getting things out of the way that would prevent us from seizing God's opportunity. Those all can be encompassed in having revival in our lives, having revival in our church, having revival in our country. You know, in way of introduction tonight, let's get an example of revival. You want to take your Bibles, you can turn over to 2 Chronicles chapter 34. And this is a story about Josiah. He was 8 years old when he began to reign. And one of the things that he was doing is he rebuilt the temple. You know, revival will bring rebuilding of things that mankind has torn down. Revival means that we'll be built back up in things that we've been beaten down on. And so he set up this thing about collecting money and giving it to the craftsmen to fix the temple. But in the process of doing this, they found a book. It just happened to be God's word. And the scribe brought it to Josiah, and he read the book. And when he read the book, he rent his clothes because he saw the awesomeness of God. He saw the awesomeness of God's judgment and realized that it was a national sin that they were in. And now we're going to get to our text tonight. And it changed his life fundamentally. And so in verse 30, it says, "And the king went up into the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the priest, and the Levites, and all the people, great and small." See, God leaves no one out. And we should not leave God out. "And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant that was found in the house of the Lord." Josiah, when he read the Bible, when he read the Old Testament, he saw an opportunity. In this case, it was the last chance, basically, for revival because the Chaldeans are coming. Nebuchadnezzar is coming. Verse 31. "And the king stood in his place," exactly where God had put him for that time, "and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord, to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart." Folks, to serve God requires every ounce of our energy and strength and faith and being. He wants all of us, not just the parts that we want to give. "And with all his soul to perform the words of the covenant which were written in this book. And he caused all that were present in Jerusalem and Benjamin to stand to it." He says, "This is just not going to be me that's going to do it. Every one of us is going to do it." Folks, if we want revival, it's just not with me. It's just not with you. It's with all of us. And great things can happen. "And he caused all that were present in Jerusalem and Benjamin to stand to it. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem did according to the covenant of God, the God of their fathers. And Josiah took away all the abominations out of all the countries that pertain to the children of Israel." See, it went beyond Judah. It went beyond Jerusalem. It went everywhere where God's people were. They changed. See, that's having an effect on people. "And made all that were present in Israel to serve, even to serve the Lord their God. In all his days, they departed not from following the Lord, the God of their fathers." You know what they had? They had a revival. The sad part about it is it only lasted during his reign. And then afterwards, they went back to the way they were. You know, revival should be a permanent thing for the Christian. Revival should be a generational thing for God's people. Why are we where we are today? Because we need to have revival. So tonight I want to talk about three steps for revival. The first thing is we need God to revive each and every one of us individually. God, revive me. In Psalm 138, verse 7, we're going to be looking at the other verses tonight in this one. It says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. You know, this week there's been some prayer chains. There's been some families that have had some tremendous things happen to them. A lot of troublesome things happen. And, you know, sometimes we can get discouraged. And we can start being depressed and thinking God is not here and God doesn't care. I want to give you personally encouragement tonight that God is here. Amen. And the first thing that we need to understand about reviving me is that revival makes me realize that God is still near. Revival makes me realize that God is still near. The word for revival here, revive, means to quicken. That means to take something that is dead and bring it back to life again. It can also mean to preserve your life. You know, it gets into what Paul wrote to Timothy. I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. It's the exact same word as found in Psalm chapter 23, verse 4, as far as this walk in the trouble thing. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Folks, personal revival will give us an understanding that God is still near. Even though we're walking through a time of trouble, we know that God is still. He says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So to revive me means that I need to realize that God is here near me right now. And God is near with us right now. Secondly, revival makes me spiritually ready to do what God wants me to do. It makes me spiritually ready to do what God wants me to do. In the first three verses here, we see three things that the psalmist says before he gets down to verse 7 about reviving me. He's already done the steps necessary for personal revival. In verse 1 it says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. You know what revival in me will bring? It will bring praise to God. Some people say, well, I went to a revival and they come out and they've changed nothing. Folks, when we get revived, it should cause us to praise God with everything that we are. It is to quicken us and to make us lively stones. Second thing is, if you are revived, you'll want to worship God all the time. In verse 2 it says, I will worship toward thy holy temple. You won't worship your own little gods because you won't have them. There's only God in Christ. He says, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. We need that today, folks. We need to realize his loving kindness. We need to realize his truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. And the last thing we should do is pray. Revival should enhance our prayer life. It should cause us to pray. It should cause us to worship. And it should, cause us to praise, cause us to worship, and cause us to pray. It says, in the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. See, revive me means that revival makes me realize that God is still here. He never left. We did. Revival makes me realize to make myself ready spiritually so I can do what God wants me to do. And then revival makes me rely on God. Revival should make me rely on God. If you go down to the last verse in Psalm 138, it says, "The Lord will perfect," or He'll complete, or He'll finish. "The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me." Amen. See, God's interested in you. He's interested in us, but most importantly, He's interested in you. He knows what's going on. He has the hairs of your head numbered. He knows what you need. He knows that. He says, "I want you to understand that I want to perfect all those things concerning you." So we look like Christ. "Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thy own hands." See, to revive me means that we realize that we're not our own, that God made us, and that God quickened us, and God saved us, and God loves us, and God causes us to be close to Him. Do we need personal revival tonight? Do we need to understand that God is still near, even though there's myriad problems going on in our own lives and maybe outside, external to us? See, are you ready to praise Him? Are you ready to worship Him? Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to make a difference? Are you ready to seize opportunity? Are you ready to get in the fight for our lives? And are you ready to rely on God? That's what revive me means. Secondly, revive me should lead to revive us. If each and every one of us gets the sense of revival and the need for revival, and we get close to God, then the whole group of us collectively will be close to God too. Here's where the song comes from. In Psalm 85, verse 6, it says, "Wilt thou not revive us again?" See, revive us again means that we need the revival is something that should be constant. It should be daily. You know, we're supposed to put on the new man daily and think on him daily and seek our affections daily with him. He says, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Oh, there's so many things going on out here. We need to rejoice in God. See, revive us brings revival that restores us by God. Revive us, revival restores us by God. Go back up a couple of verses in these Psalms. In this Psalm, in verses 1 and 2, see, God's already restored the land. He says, "Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob." See, God's given us everything that we need for what? Life and godliness. God's given us life and life abundantly. He's given us joy unspeakable and full of glory. He's given us all these things. He's laid the groundwork. He's the foundation. Verse 2, it says, "Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people and hast covered all their sin." Selah. See, revive me individually means that I got to get right with God. Revive us collectively means that we have to be right with God. You know, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And so we all need to be in right standing with God so we can all go forward, so we can seize opportunity. So revival restores us by God. Revival reconciles us with God. See, when we turn our back on God, He's still there. He's still like the father and the prodigal son. He says, "I'm waiting for you to come back." You know, He'll change circumstances and make us and put things in our path that we said, wonder what that's all about. Maybe it's to get back to God. Okay? But in verses 3 and 4 here, it says that thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. You know, the reason the psalmist did it, they weren't doing the right thing. And when we're not doing the right thing, we should expect God's judgment. The book of Hebrews says that if we do the wrong thing and we don't get any sort of chastening, then maybe we're not His children in the first place. Because God loves us and He will chasten those whom He loves. So revive us means that we should have be restored by God. We should be reconciled with God. And then revival should put us on the righteous path. The rest of this chapter here, in Psalm 85, verses 9 through 13, it says, show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. You'll see it every day. His mercies are what? New every morning. I will hear what God the Lord will speak. For He will speak peace unto His people and to His saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely His salvation is nigh them that fear Him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. And here's the key. Righteousness shall go before Him and shall set us in the way of His steps. See, we need to walk in God's path. We don't need to make our own. It's not like taking a machete and hacking it out of the jungle. You shouldn't be in the jungle of sin. You should be on the highway to holiness, as we studied in Isaiah. So, revive me means that I realize that God is near. Revive me means that I need to get ready spiritually, and it will change me spiritually. Revive me means that I will rely on Him. Revive us means that we are restored to God. We're reconciled to God, and He puts us on a righteous path. See, revival should cause a change. Revival should cause a change. Lastly, in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2, we need to have our work revived. See, the order is important. Revival cannot happen in the church unless we're all revived. Revival cannot happen in God's work unless we as a body are revived. And back at 3:2, it says, O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. See, this is a people that are now captive. They're undergoing God's judgment. And they realize, like Josiah did, that God's judgment is righteous and you need to be prepared. And so Habakkuk writes here and he says, look, he says, revive thy work in the midst of the judgment, the captivity that we are in. See, revive His work is solely based upon His Word. He says here, I have heard thy speech. Isaiah chapter 51 verse 7 says, hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness. If you are revived, you will know righteousness. If we are revived, we will know righteousness. And if we are revived and we know righteousness, we'll hear Him. We'll hear Him. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear not the reproach of men, neither be afraid of their revilings. See, it's God's work. And we are the instruments. And to revive His work, we need to do it on His Word. Secondly, we need to have revival based on His judgments. In Psalm 19, verse 9, it says, the fear of the Lord is clean. It says, I have heard thy speech. In Habakkuk 3:2, it says, I have heard thy speech and was what? Afraid. Was afraid. It was a respect for God, but it's also acknowledgement that they were in the position they were in because they rebelled against God. It says, revive thy work. Okay? He says, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and what? Righteous altogether. You know something? We keep on here seeing these two words together tonight. Truth and righteousness. You can't be telling lies or speaking lies or living a lie and be righteous. If you're living a righteous life, you wouldn't have any part of that stuff. See, righteousness only comes from God's truth. Revival only comes from God's truth. Revival in our church only comes from God's truth. Revival means that we'll be righteous as a body. Revival means that there'll be a change. Because it's based on His Word. It's based on His judgment. And lastly, it's based on His salvation. You go down to the last part of this chapter in Habakkuk 3 verses 8. Chapter 3 verses 18 and 19 says, yet I will rejoice. He goes on between verse 2 and verse 18 talking about all the judgments of God. And he basically says, oh God, you've done this. You've made all this stuff. It's yours. And he says here, verse 18, he says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. When I'm in the midst of trouble, I will rejoice in the Lord. When things are going well, I will rejoice in the Lord. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. And He will make my feet like hinds' feet. And He will make me to walk upon mine high places. To the chief singer on my string instruments. And that was Habakkuk's prayer. So see, if we want true revival, we want God to revive His work, it's got to start with me. And then it goes to us. And then it goes to what we're doing. See, God wants to fix the inside of us first. He wants to fix the spirit of us first before we can go on and do outward works for Him. Want revival? Want revival tonight? I can't imagine if you're a Christian that you wouldn't want it. I can't imagine that we would say, hey, nah, that's okay, I'm okay. No. We just can't live as being okay. We've got to transcend that, folks. We need revival. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank You for this time. Lord, I just ask You this time of invitation. Father, bring revival, even tonight, and let it begin with me. Let it begin with us. Help us, Lord, to do what You want us to do for Your glory and not for our own pride, not for our own strength, not for our own edification, Lord, but for You and You alone. Lord, have Your Holy Spirit rain down on us tonight. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.